Sean Armstrong after that victory over Donegal today. Sean, looking at the scoreboard from here, it says 4-17 to 14 points and a smile on your face. And well, that was a pretty good performance, no doubt.
Look, I don't think you can reflect on the scoreboard too much, to be honest, with you know, Donegal going down to 13. And Donegal chasing the game, they had to kind of push up, leaving them exposed at the back there. And we got a goal, I think, with the last minute of the game as well. We were a wounded animal. There's no doubt about that. And we knew if we came up here anyway, not 100% ready to rock and roll, Donegal would take us to the cleaners. So we just met it our incentive all for the last 2 weeks just to get a good start. I think we got a good start. We got a couple of goals. Maybe a bounce of ball went our way, but it was just a start we needed. I suppose that gave the confidence to push on.
Yeah, modestly he said that Donegal got a man sent off or black carded or whatever it was. The game was done and dusted at half time. You could say.
You can't say that. You know, if a goal or two ended up here, game back on again. You know, but when you lose someone like Michael Murphy, a leader like that, and a fantastic player to a black card, and then they know there's not a sub that can come on to replace him. I think that might, you know, any momentum at all Donegal had there kind of sucked the life out of them. You know what I mean? And I think we kind of set back then, and then it took maybe 5-10 minutes to realise to push on again. You know, just to kill off the game. But I suppose, you know, going down to 13, we went down to 14. The kind of game lost a bit of pace and it kind of slowed itself down. We kind of played just a bit of keep ball then at the end to kill off the game.
He's got a lot of stick after the Roscommon game, and as you indicated, you just were a wounded animal. And suppose it's one thing being a wounded animal, but it's another thing to do something about it.
We were lucky to have the 2 weeks to turn it around, because, you know, the first week after losing, you know, a kind of final that you have the favourite tags on you, and we were very disappointed, particularly with the first 20 minutes in the kind of final. I think we were still in the dressing room, to be quite honest with you. And, you know, the first couple of days, I think everyone was, you know, still feeling a bit down and feeling the after effects of losing a match like that. But lucky enough, you know, we got through the week, and this week you could feel the positivity coming back, and there was a bouncing by steps, and you could see they were mad and ready for this game, you know. And as we said, we're back to where we want to be, back in the quarterfinal now in Croke Park. And, you know, we just take it game by game, and we go home now and prepare and get ready for Kerry and see where it takes us.